And so one of the archetypal images is the image of the numinous. Now, this week we've learned that the numinous can be called by many names, Ein Sol, of the Jewish tradition, Buddha, but not really Buddha. But when we think of the different ways of naming God, we can say Yahweh, we can just say God. But the thing that really heals in our own human psyche, according to Jung, is an experience of the numinous. And so in his writings, Jung was very focused on the second half of life. And we know that it usually takes the first half of life to develop ego strength, to develop a sense of who we are in this journey of life. And then it's like the second half of our journey, we spend our time laying down our life, letting go of the ego, so this self, this inner dynamic principle, which Jung equates with God, the numinous, can come to life. So Jung was very much aware that religion was the means to heal the human psyche, and that most people in the second half of life, if they have problems adapting to life, it's because of some religious, spiritual malaise that they're coping with. When we talk about the numinous, one of the people who has written so wonderfully about that is the person Rudolf Otto in his book, The Idea of the Holy. And some people have described the numinous as an experience of a nod from God. So if you want to think about that, when we talk, and after lunch I'm going to let us talk a little bit about our own religious experiences. And if when we're thinking of that, we often think of God's presence within us, or an experience of God's presence. If we kind of think of that as a nod from God, the numinous carries much emotion. So when we say an archetype, it's usually what we describe as a universal concept that would be prominent in any culture, but it has an emotional component to it. And so when we think of the numinous as an archetype, it would carry a quality of something bigger than ourselves. It usually carries or elicits within the person feelings of dread or fear, which explains why many of us, even though in our heart of hearts we long for God, we put up a lot of defenses against God. And it's that fear of dread. Thomas Merton, a wonderful Christian writer, describes that notion of dread. At the same time, though, and this is that opposite feeling that's so prominent in Jung's writings, is the feeling of attractiveness. There's an attractive quality to the numinous. It's alluring. We usually want more. So for most of us who came up here today all week, there's a sense of wonder and wanting to know more who this God is in our life. So the experience of the numinous, historically, in our more recent century, the many writers who have written about God, probably the one who started a lot with psychology in general, and then who looked into some of the Christian ideas, would be Freud. So as much as we can maybe disagree with some of the things that Freud preached, Freud did an amazing, gave us an amazing contribution to the world of religion.